Thank you, Your Worship. So last week I gave notice that we'd be discussing this amendment today. It's a fairly straightforward amendment in that it's just clarifying the language in the existing bylaw. So the motion is in relation to the St. John's Residential Property Standards bylaw, and it would change section 5.2.32 of the Residential Property Standards bylaw. It's hereby amended by deleting the words residential property beyond the building line and substituting that for the front yard of a residential property. So it clarifies the language for enforcement officers and the public in knowing what the specific rules are for parking allowances. So it's not changing any rule, it's clarifying it for both staff and the public. Because currently you aren't permitted to park on your lawn and there wouldn't be any change to that. This amendment simply clarifies that language so that enforcement, when it's being communicated to the public and when the rules are being prosecuted, that it's clear. And officers will continue to use their discretion as they always have in applying the bylaw. So I make that motion.
Seconded by Councillor Skinner. Any comments?
Your Worship, I've received some representation from constituents on this in terms of what exactly it is we're doing here. I'd just like to reiterate what Councillor Froud said in speaking to the motion, that this is not changing any of our current laws. It is just clarifying the language upon which enforcement can happen on these laws. For people in Ward 2 in particular and throughout the city who park their vehicles on their property during the winter, that's a good thing. We want to get the vehicles off the street to allow proper snow clearing to happen. And so we being the enforcement officers, use their discretion when we see that happening. And that discretion will still apply. So for those who've contacted me and said, does this mean now I can't park in the winter on the side of my house or in the front of my house, or whatever the case may be, the answer to that is, you know, we will apply discretion. And if it's deemed to be allowing snow clearing to happen and not impeding anything else, the enforcement officers will use the discretion that they have. So no big change here, as some people thought it might be. It's mainly a point of clarification to allow enforcement and prosecution to happen effectively. Thank you.
Any further comment? Call the question. Motion's carried.